Good morning. We are Masechet Psachim. I almost did Masechet Erevin. We are Masechet Psachim at Daf Bet. And B'shar Hashem, we're starting a new Masechet today. So I want to just dedicate this shiur to Lance, Richard's wife, Deborah, to her grandfather, Shalom Meir Yosef Ben Elisheva, who's not well at all, and this should be a refuah shleima for him. Okay, so let's start. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Perek Psachim says, oh, this is a famous Mishnah, all of you know it off by heart. Olar basar bod kinen hachametz l'orane. Right? Olar basar, and we're going to explain or at the moment as what the conclusion of the Gemara is. We're going to see the whole first daf is going to be to actually understand what does it mean, olar basar. When do we do bedika? So the Mishnah says that olar basar, whatever olar basar is, which we know is now, all of us know, that the night before Pesach you do bedika hachametz. Right? Bod kinen hachametz l'orane, you do bedika with a candle. So look at Rashi, Avial orane. We'll see the Gemara why we do it with a candle. I just got to mention one thing over here. I don't know if this is proven or not, but I read in one of the introductions to this that I think it's the Nativ who says that there's a difference between lighting a candle at night and lighting a candle during the day. Apparently, I haven't tested this, but if you light a candle during the day, even if you close the doors and you seal the room and you make it dark, the candle will flitter. If you light a candle at night, the flame burns stronger. That's what he says. And that comes from the whole idea of that there's Or and Choshech. When Hashem created the world, He created the, we'll see it actually, it's coming up in our daf today, that He put light in charge of day and He put darkness in charge of night. And there's an element of darkness as opposed to not just being a lack of light, but an inyan of darkness itself. And that's why candles apparently burn better at night. I haven't tried it. If somebody here wants to try it, can try it and tell us tomorrow how they did. So now, at the Thursday, not Thursday, the night before Pesach, all about giving a chametz when la oraner, and the Mishnah says, "Kol makom she'en machlisin bo chametz, ein tzarich bedika." Important aloha. If you know for a fact that there was no chance that chametz could ever get there, you have to go and check. You have to climb into your roof, into your attic, to go and check it. Unless, like my brother-in-law who uses his attic to store stuff inside the roof, then you might have to go there. Ubame amru, shteshu b'martev. So the Mishnah, what are they speaking about? They said two rows in the basement, right? So wine cellars was already a very common event in the time of the Mishnah. So over here, we'll see now Mishnah later on, shtei shurot. So Rashi says over here, shtei shurot shechaviot ashturot b'martev shel yayin. You've got a wine cellar, you've got your first two rows, you've got to check the first two rows. Those you've got to check for chometz. Achrei she'amarnu kol makom she'en machzi bo chometz, en tzrich livdok. So the Rashi asked the question, we said this moment ago, that you don't have to check for chametz in places where chametz didn't go. So why have to go and check in your cellar when you're wine cellar? So he says, the Rashi says, we're talking about a martev, but you know that you could go down, you want a bottle of wine in the middle of your meal, so you're holding your sandwich in your hand, you run downstairs to get a bottle of wine. Or your shamus, who might eat with you, right, and you send him downstairs, he goes downstairs holding a bottle of food or his sandwich in his hand, and there's a chance there's going to be chametz over there. Go and write the story and his shulchan. Oh, pamim shashavish Rashi says it goes down, etc. And then we'll go down. So what is the idea of the shtei shurot? There's two rows. Rashi says, yeah, that we'll see in the Gemara later on. Rashi says, "Bachnis b'chametz beit shama omrim shtei shurot al kol pnei martev." Beit shama says over here, talking about two rows on the whole martev. Hillel says, "No, shtei shurot achitzonot shehena elyonot." The first two rows that you would meet as you came down, you have to go and start checking now the two rows. Let's say you got a big area of wine set up all over the first two rows around the whole basement. No, when you come down the stairs into the basement, the first two rows you're going to see, those are the ones that you have to check. Okay, so now we're going to start fun and games. This is really not a daf on Psachim at all. Right? On my or, Gemara asks the question, what does it mean when we say or lar basar bodkin? Am I recording? Yeah. All our barak was not chametz, but kin era chametz. Or the light of the 14th, you check the chametz. So Rav Huna amar nagi. Rav Huna says that it's quite simple, right? That nogi avia noga nagi, right, means light. For Rav Yehuda Omer lili, and Rav Yehuda says not. So Rav Huna says exactly like a pasuk, or light with the light of the 14th. You check it. And Rav Yehuda says, no, lily, the night of the 14th. Take one second. It's kasaka datach the mind nogi mamash. He says, ahava, I mean, at the moment, what do we think? that the one who said Nogi means mamash light. Look at Rashi. Kashiaira Shachar, Shachit Shudalit. He means light at the first light in the morning of the 14th, when it becomes light in the morning. Umanda Amar Lili, right? And the one who said Lili, Lili mamash. He means mamash dark, night. Right? So Rashi says over here, Umanda Amar Lili, Lili mamash. Look, Rashi said, Daha vada lili hu mamash. And Rashi doesn't like the idea of mamash. Then he said, take out the word mamash. Of course, light. He said, light, we can have mamash light, the first light. But darkness, that's the thing, is night dark, but proper dark, proper night. Night is night. So he doesn't like that idea, right? But yeah, the Gemara now brings Akashia to now we're going to start asking from brighters up and down, both against Rav Huna and against Rav Yehuda, to try to understand now from different psukim how the Torah and in other svarim have used the idea of or to express themselves. In other words, the question we're going to see over here now is, I'm not very good at this, but I think it means, is or a noun, right, like night, or is or a verb? Does or describe something? Okay? So that's really the question of here. Almost like it's Beitivei. Quite the first passage we got over here comes from Breshit. Haboker, Aaron.
Aaron, you know that Elie Wiesel wrote his book, it was called Night. Kind of like makes sense here.
Well, yeah. You already gained to the Maskana of the Gemara. Elie Wiesel obviously already learned the Masechet.
No, this really makes sense.
He had learned the first death. But interesting what you say about light, because you'll see that that's one of the expressions the Gemara is going to give, though. We're going to see the idea of night euphemistically as Elie Wiesel used it. Okay. So now, my or. So, okay, so the first brighter. Meitivei haboker or vanashim shulcho. So the pasuk in Breishit, that the boker or. So the morning came up, it became light in the morning, the people left, and they went off. So we see from here that or means day. So we say, what are you talking about? Mikativ ha'or boker. Where do you see it saying that the light is morning? Ha'boker or kativ. The morning lit. Command amar tzafra nahar. So he says exactly the same idea, that it's here, it's a verb. The light shone, the morning shone. He says, quoting this halacha, he says, what's the idea? The morning got light and they left. Just like halacha we learned in Masechet Baba Kama over here, where he says, I'm a Rav, lo'olam yikres adam b'chitov ve'etze b'chitov. You should always arrive home in the day while there's still sun and leave in the morning. Don't travel at night. B'kitzos, dangerous travel at night. And that's the idea over here. That's what he says. Aviyah bechitov grashi yotzer aderech. If you're leaving on a journey, yekanes arvit bet balon. Comes night time, go to a hotel. Pa'oda chamazor rachav is still shining. Ulemachar in the morning, yamtina leitzah chamav v'yetzah. And in the morning, wait for the first dawn, for the first light, and then go. Faaz tovlo, that's good. Sha'or tovlo shneimar ba'or kitov umahi tovato. And what's good about the light? Bibnei achayot, bibnei alistim. It saves you from animals and it saves you from crooks. During the day is a safer time to travel in the day. And that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. Nothing to do with the fact that or means day or means night. Now the gross again, now the kashya, meitivei. Here we go, another pasuk from Shmuel. Uchor boker yizrach shamish. Boker lo avot minoga mimatar desher. Again, yeah, uchor boker yizrach shamish. Here it says, like, and when the light in the morning shone, the sun shone. And again, the woman say, Alma or yamamuhu. So we say, Aviyah, uchor boker. When the morning, it got a light. It's something once again. Miketavor boker. Where do you see it says, or boker? It says, uka or boker. The Gemara is really picking here, right? It says, uka or boker. I mean, uka or boker, right? Vachi gamar, uchor boker, ba'olam hazeh. When the morning light came in this world, ka'ein jichat shemesh letzadik, similar to the sun that's shining for the tzadikim in the world to come. So yeah, it's becoming euphemistic again. The Gemara accepts it. Meitivei. Next pasuk. Vayikra Elohim lo'or yom. You can't ask for more than that. Right? Yeah, Vayikra Elohim. We go back to Breishit Aleph. Perek Aleph in Breishit. The question you're going to ask yourself is, why wasn't the first bright from Perek Aleph in Breishit? Right? Why do we only go to Perek? That's always a question you're going to ask. We haven't got an answer for that. But Vayikra Elohim lo'or yom. Hashem called the light day. Ulechoshech kara laila, and the night he called, and the darkness he called night. Vayir vayivoka yom echad. That was the first day of creation. The Gemara says, "Yeah, pashut or yamamuhu." The Gemara says, "No. That's not correct." Achikam. That's how you got to understand it. Lemeir uva Kroyom, to the light that's coming as the day gets lighter, that he called Yom. Look at Rashi. So yeah, Lemeiruba, it's the fourth narrow line of Rashi right at the bottom. From the moment that the light starts to shine, the high ur love shame davaru. And this is not a noun. That's what Rashi says. It's not a shame davaru. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? Tell me that the day is not light, is not or is not day. So he says, if that's the case, when it says that Hashem called the darkness night, what do you mean now that he's calling night as it's starting to get darker and darker and darker? During the day, we understand the sun's rising and it's getting brighter, it's starting to rise. What, at the night, it's going to get darker and darker and darker? Dark. On the contrary, sometimes I think actually it gets lighter before it gets dark. It gets light and then it gets dark again. Vai kaimelan. But he says, I can have a locha. The ad teta kochavim yamamahu. That the whole day, until teta kochavim, in other words, even after shkia, right, but it's already starting to get dark, is still day. So Laila is only when it's already got dark. The day goes, it starts getting light, and then it goes up, and then we come to Shkia, and we get twilight, and it starts getting a little bit darker, darker, darker. And then Tzedek Kochavim, boom, that becomes night. So you can't say that just like the day starting to get light, the night starting to get dark, doesn't work. Right, so go Ilachika Amar. So he says, now this is what we mean over here. Right, this is what we mean. Explain it like this. It says, Ella Taritzachi. Answer like this. Kare Rachmana le Nahora. Hashem. Right, that's Rachmana, the Torah. Hashem. Kare Rachmana. Right, when it said there, Vayikra. The Pasuk said over there, Vayikra Elohim le'or yom. So Hashem. Rashi said, Hi, Vayikra. This is Vayikra. Lav Kriyat Shemu. It's not giving it a name. The Taber Shek Kara et Shema or yom. That he called the day or called that daytime. Ele kara lebriya hameira shebara mihod ma'ata levusho. Right? He called this creation sun, which is coming out of its pockets and going to stop part of the night. Right? In a horror, he called that in a horror. Upakde, look at this. And he installed it. He gave it the instructions. Amitzvata leyome. And that ruled over the day. Vekarya rachman lechashucha. And he called, Hashem called night darkness. Upakdei amitzvata delaila, and he instructed it to rule over the night. So the Gemara says again, we're not talking here about now. I'm talking here about verbs, or if not verbs, about activities and processes, and we can't yet prove anything here about or being night. The Gemara gives another kasha, another brayta. Meitva, in a brayta, we've got a pasuk over here, and this pasuk now comes from Tehillim. Halleluhu shemesh v'yareach. Right, Halleluhu kol kocha. We also had in Davni. That's the last parak of Tehillim, I think, isn't it? The last parak of Tehillim, Halleluhu kol kocha, Halleluhu shemayim. Okay, the last parak of Tehillim, I think, right? The last parak of Tehillim. We said that Halleluhu kol kocha ve'or. So what do you mean, Halleluhu kol kocha ve'or? If Halleluhu praise him, all the stars of light. So I'm Ur Urtehu. Yeah, we're the other way around now. Right now we're saying over here. That Ur must be dark, must be night. We finished now with explaining about Rav Huna that was data. Now we're on to Rav Huna, now we're proving Rabbi Huda, that Rabbi Huda says it was night time. So the question says, no, Hachik Amar, Halleluhu kol kochavim ma'irim. He says, no, all we're saying here is that all the stars that shine, those are the ones that should praise Hashem. So the question says, what are you talking about? Edemiata, if that's the case, kochavim ma'irim, only shining stars, who the Bayu Shivuche? The other ones have to praise Hashem. Vishana Miri no Bayu Shivuche. If a star for whatever reason isn't shining, I don't know if a star cannot shine, but anyhow. If a star isn't shining, what, it doesn't have to praise Hashem? What are you talking about? Vahaketiv, the Pasuk then says, we've got the Pasuk over here, right? That the Pasuk itself said, Halleluhu kol tzva'av. All Hashem's armies, or whatever you want to call them, right? They have to praise Him. Not just only the shining stars. Right, so the question is, this is we can learn from that pasuk. The or hakochavim nami oru. This is the chidush. The chidush of Yah is not that shining stars is at night, only shining the brother Hashem. This is the chidush of Yah. The Gemara is giving us a revolt. There's something extra being taught in this pasuk. And what is that? That we might have had a hava amina that what is light? Light is only the sun, the light of the sun. We might not have thought that the light of the stars is also called light. We'll see in a moment what the nafkamin is, what the practical difference of that is. All right? And let's look at Rashi over here. Speaking always about shining stars. According to your question, Lord, those stars that don't need you, that don't shine, that's praise Hashem. There's no such thing. We're not coming here to exclude those stars that don't shine, because there's such a thing as a non-shining star. A star by definition shines. So what are we speaking about? He says, that the light of a star is called light. Now, back in the Gemara, what's the difference, the practical difference for are we concerned? He says, if a person makes a neder, you make a vow that you aren't going to get any hana'ah, any benefit from light. So you might have thought that you only have your benefit, you can't get hana'ah during the day from the sun. You might have thought at night you can get hana'ah. Or so if the stars are shining bright for you and you want to use them to find your way or to walk in the dark or whatever, that's not a problem, right? On there, he tells us, Avia Kamash Mulan, that it would be Asur as well, right? And he quotes a bright Avia. This says in our Gemara, it says Ditna. The Surah Shas Avia says Ditanya. This is a bright. Hanoder mina or a person who makes a neder from or Asur Boran Shekochavim. Mefurash Halocha. They make us nothing to do. We haven't yet proven yet that it's day or that it's night. We learned a couple of other lochas longer. The Gemara starts again. New brighter. Meitive. Right. Here's the last passage. Leor yakum rotzeach. Right. He says leor yakum rotzeach. So that when it gets light, the murderer gets up. You can tell he'll be killed. And even if yonu valayla yehi keganav. And at night he's like a ganav. So in the day leor, when there's night, he's a murderer. And Aniv, Yiktal Aniv Evyon, if he's going after a poor guy, we'll see what this means. Ubalale he ganav, and if the night time, he's a ganav. What does it mean? So look at the Gemara, it says as follows. It says, Ha midakamar ubalale he ganav. The fact that the Pasuk says, Ubalale he ganav, he must be kind of ganav. Right? So, Balale he ganav, ama or yamamahu. Therefore, night, in the night is a ganav, and in the day he's a murderer. Therefore, and what did the Pasuk say? But said, Lo'or yakum rotzeach, during the day when there's light, he's a murderer. He's assumed, we'll see what that means in a second. So this is proof again, Amor Yamamu, that Oravia is in day. When is he a ganef? In ganef, at night, we think he's a ganef. In the day, we know he's a murderer. And Oravia means day. Look at Rashi, quickly to explain. This is an interesting halocha, by the way. It's a long Rashi, yeah, but I think it's a worthwhile spending a bit of time on it, because a lot of Musar is going, and interesting way also to understand how the Gemara thinks, how the Torah thinks. Right, he said like this, Michlal de Urdrisha de Kra, Yamamahu Vachikam. First, we're still on the subject of day. Beyom Keshe Uvrei Drachim Ochim, during the day, when guys are walking. Omed Rotzeach, Bima Drachim Vohorgan, Pinotele Mamunam. So, crooks have come out in the day to ambush people, right, like pirates, etc. They will, and they want your money, they'll kill you. Ubalaila, who nase, na, so now, Gamunotele Mamunam. Ubalaila, who nasa ke ganav. So during the day, he stands at the crossroads. At night, he comes in the dark. So we've got a difference here already. We know between a gazlan and a ganav, right? A gazlan is a guy who's not scared. He comes, sticks a gun into your head. He's a gazlan. He doesn't care. A ganav comes in the night, right? So we always say, why is a gazlan worse than a ganav worse than a gazlan? Because my father's nodding his head. This has always been one of his favorite ones. Because a ganav, right? A gazlan isn't scared. He isn't scared of you. He's not scared of God. He comes in the broad daylight, he's got at you, and he shoots you, attacks your money, whatever the case. The ganav is scared of Hashem. He comes at night when you call. He's scared of people. He isn't scared of God. So he's worse, right? Because he's scared of you. And that's why he comes at night and he digs down and he comes and you can't see him. But he knows God can see, he doesn't care. So other way around. So a ganav is worse than a gazlan, because a gazlan, at least, he doesn't care of you, he doesn't care of God. A ganav cares about, he's scared of you, not scared of God. But that's what we talk about over here. So we've got a ganav who comes at night. So now, what's the story over here? What's the pasuk teaching us? The Gemara says, "I'm a ganav." The Gemara says, "No, there's no proof that he's that day or night." This is what pshat in the pasuk is. If you're going to say that milta is kenohora, that we're actually speaking about day or night, nefashot kati, right? But no, we're talking here about nefashot, about human beings. Rotzeachu v'niten atzlo benafsho. A guy's coming to kill you. You want to save him. V'imasapkelach milta kelilia. You have a ganav, and at night, when he comes at night, be having like a ganav. Don't treat him like a murderer. You can't save him. You can't kill him to save yourself. Why? If a guy coming in the day, so then you can say, no, he's coming to kill me. And therefore, I can kill him to save myself. Because you know he's coming in the day. The guy's a gazer. He's not scared of anybody. He's going to shoot me. When he comes at night and he burrows under my house, or he comes in the darkness, he doesn't really want to shoot me. He doesn't even want me to see him. He wants to try and come and say, he doesn't want to shoot me, so therefore, I can't kill him. And Rashi now gets a bit off the point. He says, Achi ka'amar. Look at the Rashi over here, the very last wide lines at the top there. The Torah allows you, a guy comes, he hides himself in the daytime and he puts an ambush and he's going to kill you. If a guy ambushes you during the day, he's risking his life. He knows he's putting his life at risk because in the daytime you're going to kill you, you're going to kill him back. However, this is the pasuk where the pasuk said over here, lo or yakum rotzeach. Right, we got to understand now, when you got the allowance to kill a guy who's coming to kill you, you can't just, under any circumstance, he wanted to come take my money, I'm going to kill him. No. Rashi over here, only when it's ka'or yom, right? K'nichtiv im b'machtet yimatzeh, im baru lecha davar ka'or, like the day, like brightness, shuba al iskei nefashot, coming to kill you, dahainu kol adam chutz mi aval ben. And who's that, says Rashi? Anybody other than a father and a son. Even a father coming during the day to ambush his son, you can't kill him. Why? Because a father, by definition, won't come to kill his son. He's not killing his own son. So therefore, you can't make the assumption that he would kill you. Okay, that's the difference. A father, other way around, by the way, is not so pashut. A son coming to rob his father hasn't got the same din. And there you could kill him, because he might kill his father. But a father won't kill his son. Right? He loves him. Aval shar kol Adam. You see, shar kol Adam. Yerush doesn't make a distinction here about a son or on the father. Shar kol Adam. Haya bala mamun omer kenegdu latzim mamun omer mamuno. Ze omer lava horgo. That's when it happens during the day. Right? However, ubelaila. But this is the pasuk making you renounce today. Ubelaila. If it's not so clear to you, it's a safek like laila. Here it's not pashut. Here we're not so certain. Kegon shadam o avcha shu avicha. Verachamav alecha. Shadam oavecha, v'shu avicha, v'rachamav alecha, it's his father. Ima yitomed kenegdo latzil mamoncha, eino horgecha, he's not going to kill you. Yehi beinecha keganav ritan horgo. Then you make assumptions that your father, he's coming only to steal, not to kill you. V'achi amrinam v'sanhedrin, ta'aval ha-ben eino neherag b'bachteret. A father coming to rob his son, you don't kill him. Okay, so that's a bit of a sidetrack there. That's the pshat over there. So we can't really explain anything either here from night or day with regards to all. The Gemara carries another kasha. Meitivet. Ask another pasuk over here. We've got two more pasukim to go. The next pasuk is a little bit more complicated from Iyuv. And the pasuk is like this. Yechshechu kochvei nishpo. Right? So he says, Yechshechu, be dark. He says, kochvei nishpo. Right, the neshef of the year is like a twilight type of thing, right? The kochav of twilight. Yekav lo'or, right? They're hoping for light, or maybe there'll be light, but ayin, and there isn't light. Va'al yireh b'fei shachar, and you can't see through the eyelids, right, of the morning. Okay, a bit difficult passing of the but Greek phrase is as follows. He says, since you're saying there, let there be yakav, he's hoping, makavel or, he's hoping for light v'ayin. So Alma, what is or over here? Yemamahu. That's Pasha, the or over here means day. Right? That's what it means. So Alma, yemamahu. So the Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. Hatam milethu de kalayit le Iyov le mazle. Iyov is basically like almost cursing his muzzle, his fortune. Because he says like this, Iyov. He says, Amar, Yehei Rava. Yehei Rava means like Yiratzon, right? Yehei Rava Kadamach. Yiratzon Milfanech, right? Yehei Rava. De Letzipei Hach Garvelin Ahora. Right? That this guy, speaking about himself, who's waiting for night, Velo Lishka, but he shouldn't find it. I don't get into Iyov over here now, because I don't really understand the whole sefer of Iyov. But basically, he's saying over here, this is what it's all about over here. Iyov is not talking about day or night. Eov's talking about the light that we're looking for, light that he won't find. It. So again, we're not talking about nouns over here. We're talking more of descriptions, etc. We won't prove that either. We're asked last kashya now on the pasuk. Meitivay, again, we're still trying to prove now whether it's night or day. What does Ormi? It says, Va'omer, this pasuk over here, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Va'omar, now we'll say, Ach, choshech yishufeini, ve'layla or ba'adeini. Okay, so how does the Gemara understand this? Ach, choshech yishufeini, Velaila or Look at Rashi over here. Omer, Savura yiti bo'oni, in my, this is David HaMelech talking. Right, David HaMelech, after Bathsheba, was running around and felt that he was completely abandoned by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, like this, Hayiti bo'oni, kshayiti nirdaf, ach b'choshech ze'amut. He says, yeah, you'll die in this darkness. V'yishufeini, v'yachshich tamileh, v'yishufeini, yeah, means it will completely encompass you in this darkness. Lashon neshef, v'layla b'choshech. Shiti sharuibo, the darkness that David HaMelech was in. Yeah, this is what I was referring to, Clive. This is the euphemism of being totally in darkness. That was Elie Wiesel. In the absolute darkness, the thing is about to die. His life was over. He was completely finished, abandoned by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Naaseh or ba'adeini etzli, and the light will suddenly become around me. V'gabe laila shayach le'meimar yom. Al-mahachik amar David, ha'layla naaseh li yom. David said there was a massive turning event in my life. He thought that he was abandoned by God, that he was completely alone, that it was his life had become dark. It was nighttime. But now he sees that Hashem had forgiven him, and therefore he realized that it had become day. So the Gemara says like this. That maybe, he says, the darkness, that Ulam Abba, which was like day, would become night. Achshav Ulam Azeh, he says, on the contrary, he says, now this world, which is like night, like night time, or by day, once he realized he had been forgiven by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I thought that in the world to come, which was the light, it would be like darkness for me. But on the contrary, he says, I even see now in this world, which is like darkness, has become light for me. Right, and that was Ani Amarti. While we're on the subject, see as well what's going on. Obviously, Ani Amarti Bnei Chatai. He says, because of my sin, says Rashi. She'af min olam haba itaret. Even from the olam haba, I'd be troubled. V'achshav she'machali. Now that I see that I'm machali, al oto avon. Right, that sin which is referring to Bathsheba. Af min olam hazeh. I was set in this world. Shiti sharui bo b'choshech u'b'cherpa. He was completely. It troubled completely. Heir by Daniel, it's been lit for me. Shodia Kadosh Baruch Hu lesonei David b'mei Shlomo. When did this happen? Now, Clive sent me a WhatsApp last night saying, what was that pasuk that I sent there? That Gemara that I sent there? What was that Gemara that I sent? Right? About David HaMelech. So I said, wait until tomorrow and all will be revealed. Right? So now we can see over here, if you go to that... to the Gemara I sent yesterday, the Daf Yomi, there's a Gemara Masechet Moed Katan. And in Moed Katan, we know that when Shlomo, right, in Divrei Hayamim, when Shlomo was they tried to bring in the Aaron into the doors wouldn't open, right? It's like as Kevin Shamar Hashem Lokim Al Teshev Pnei Meshichecha Zachra Lechaz. It said Al Teshev Pnei Meshichecha Zachra Lechazdei David Avdecha. Right, remember David, your servant. As he said that, Miyad na'ana bo'tasha anivchu p'nei sonei David, shle keder v'yadu ha'kol she'machal ha'kosh baruch ha'lotu avon. And the door suddenly opened. This was proof to the whole world that by invoking David's name, that Shlomo was able to achieve the whole of the doors of the Beit HaMikdash by David's name. David had been forgiven, and all those people who hated David and said, David could build the Beit HaMikdash, and they bad-mouthed him because of the sin of Bathsheba, were now all completely... stunned that the doors opened by invoking David's name was proof that David had been forgiven. So these Tehillim, obviously David himself didn't write this. I'm assuming that he couldn't have written, it must be written after David, because how would David know that he'd been forgiven? The proof only came when David was already dead with Shlomo HaMelech. So that's the pasuk over here. So ani amarti ani choshech shvud al avash shlomo leyam achshav olam hazeh shvud alayla or ba'adayni. Okay. So basically, we haven't really proved anything yet. Mate, the Gemara said like this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay. Now, we've given up trying to do psukim. We've had, I think, here, we've had so far 8 psukim here, 8 attempts at trying to prove what Or is, whether Or is day or Or is night. Who hasn't concluded any of them? So now Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Meiti Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Bodkin Or, he says, he quotes a brighter, which says over here, we'll see this on Daf Yud, this brighter. He says, Bodkin Or l'arbasar, ub arbasar shachrit, you got to do 3 bedikas, right? The one is Olar Basar, the one is Bar Basar in Shachrit, and the one B'Sha'at HaBi'ur. He says, like this, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Midekamar Rabbi Yehuda, right? So the brighter there, this is Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, right? He says like this, since the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says, Botkin or Arbasar, Ubar Basar Shachrit, Am or Urtahu, therefore we're seeing over here that or must be night. Shma Mina, the Gemara gives almost it doesn't say Shma Mina, right? Shma Mina. It gives a one Shma Mina, which like we're almost convinced over here that or must be night, because we're going to do a bedik at night, a bedik in the morning, a bedik at biur, makes sense, and or lar basar, even though the arba, by the way, is in brackets, if you notice, right? And normally we don't read the brackets, but the reason why I read it over here is because Masorah Shas doesn't mochek. He just says that change it from not or le arba'a, but or arba'a. Okay? So they all agree that or arba'a stays there. So on or arba'a sar, and arba'a sar shachrit, and shad biur, so the word says shema mina. Now the word's not too happy. It says, beiti vei. Me'ematai arba'a sar asur ba'asiyat melacha. Where brings another bright tab here, with a different halacha, which you'll see as well, that you also can't do melacha. Erev Pesach, you've got to stop doing melacha. Right, so the question now is, when this is a Tosefta here in this Masechet, when do you have to stop doing melacha from? Asur b'siyat melacha. Rashi says over here, b'makom shenagu bo linhog isur, tamin lekam usidat on daf nun, makom shenagu shlo asot melacha ein osin. It's a minag. Right, there's some places where they've got a minag not to do melacha. We'll see, we'll get to that kibbutz halacha about them to this day. B'makom shenagu, nagu, no nagu. So there's some places they do melocha, some places they don't do melocha. But anyhow, according to them, they have got minhag to do melocha. When do you stop doing melocha? So the Gemara says, when do you stop doing melocha? Rabbi Nizbe Yaakov Omer, Misha'at Ta'or. Then Yaakov says, Misha'at Ta'or. What does it mean, Misha'at Ta'or? Rashi says, Aval Kodem Lachen Afilu Nagu Bat Ledatan. He says, only from Shat Ta'or. Anybody who, even if you had a minhag to stop doing melacha earlier, you don't have to do it. It's only from that time. Right? That's Shemuel Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishat HaNeitzach Chama. The Yehuda says, when? From Neitzach Chama, early in the morning. So the question now is, what does Shat Ta'or mean? And what is Neitzach Chama? So now Amale, Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Ben Yaakov said, or. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Neitzach Chama. So what Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi heichan matzinu yom shemitzato asu b'siyat melacha, m'so muta b'siyat melacha. I said, I understand. I'm saying or. So we're understanding now that or is much earlier. Or over here means, we have a halachic term for it, not alot ha-shachar. I think it's alot ha-shachar. Right? That's like the very, very beginning of the day. Alot ha-shachar. And comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, from Neitzach Chama. Neitzach Chama is later on than alot ha-shachar. Remember, alot ha-shachar, that's a chama. The question, when can you put on tefillin and talis and tefillin? And when you say start saying krishma, and we know that you make a brocha only after Neitzach Chama, etc. So or is earlier. Shad Neitzach Chama. So he says, how can you have a situation? He says, from me, at least I'm saying or, the whole day you can't do melocha. You want to say that from Neitzach Chama you can't do melocha, but from between or and Neitzach Chama you can do melocha. So you got melocha part of the day, melocha not part of the day. Right, so Amale, hi, Atzmo Yochech. What are you talking about? I prefer within Pesach itself. She mixato mutar b'achilat chametz. Mixato asur b'achilat chametz. Part of the day on a 14th of on Erev Pesach, you can eat chometz, and part of the day you can't eat chometz. Rashi, ad shei shaot, Rashi says, for up to 6 hours you can eat chometz, and from 6 hours onward you can't. We all know that. Right? We publish every year in our calendars biur chametz and sof achilat chametz, etc. We know that part of the morning we can eat chometz and part of the day we can't eat chometz. So what are you talking about? So he says to him, like, look at the answer he says to him. He says, before we get to that, the Gemara says, Midekama Rabbi Yehuda Mishata Neitzach Chama Alma Or Dekama Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Ur Tehu. The Gemara gives another push over here now that it must mean not. Why? Because he says, Mishecha Sheicha V'shak'a Chama Shel Shloshasar. So I explained it a moment ago that we're talking about Neitzach Chama and Alot HaShachar. He says, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, or he meant the night before. And then you have to explain, you'll see in a moment what I said. Because he says, then you have to explain that when he said, how can you say that part of the day, you can do melocha, but you can't do melocha, he wanted to say, you got to stop melocha right from last night. So we know halachically a day starts the night before. He says, as soon as the night starts, you stop doing melocha. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can do melacha that night, you can do it up until Neitzach Chama in the morning. So he wants to say over here that this is proof as well that that is Urtuhu. So he says, no, not at all. My or Amura Shachar. Okay, so that's why it's better than Amura Shachar. He says, what's or is Amura Shachar? Right, it's the earlier part of the day. So he says, wait a second, now I'm a little bit confused. Because now if you tell me that or is Amura Shachar, and not like we said a second ago, that it's not the night before. So what was Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov tying it to Rabbi Yehuda? He said to him, how can you split the day into two? All right. So now we're going to explain it different, like the second explanation. So he wanted to say, is how can you say that at night you can do melocha and at day you can't do melocha? Now, according to, if we're saying that Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov's answer is dawn, is Amud HaShachar, so then the same question. So we can ask the same question to him. The same question can be repeated. Because according to this answer now, Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov is saying that you could do melocha at night. And then night is allowed melocha, and day isn't allowed melocha. Alright? So he says, no, it doesn't have to be like that. See, we could still say as follows, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov could still say Amud HaShachar, and how would he explain it? He would explain it as follows. Now look at the Rashi quickly, the third last narrow lines of Rashi at the bottom. V'achik amale, hach isura derabanani, v'lav doraita. What are you comparing? This is of derabanan, and not isura of a doraita. Ubishto meledidi says, and the Israel melocha. Melocha is only a derabanan, not a doraita. Eating chometz and chametz is a doraita. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Elazar said melocha. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll prevent you from eating chometz. You can. You can eat chometz for part of the day. You can't eat chometz for the other part of the day. So he says, Ubishto meledidi ashkechino de kapal gerabanan ba'yimam elelaila. He says, the chachamim all the time when it comes to their isurim of derabanan, they sometimes have things that are allowed at night, things that aren't allowed at night. Things that you can do during the night, you can't do during the day. He says, and he quotes again, the Tanya, Gabe Tani Tzibur, with a fast day. Ad matai ochel v'shote, when can you eat and drink until? Ad shaleh, amud ha-shachar, divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He says, and then Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad krot ha-gever. So there's a machloket between the chachamim, with regards to a fast, which is a fast all derabanan, and they say with regard to eating, so not all our fasts we start the night before, only Yom Kippur, which is the Doraita, and Tisha B'Av, which is a very chamur fast. But all the other fasts of the Rabbanan, we can eat the whole night. We can even eat right through the night. The question is, when do we have to stop eating in the morning? We have to stop eating on Tashachar or Kota Gevri, when the rooster crows. And we pass out on Tashachar. So all our fasts, anybody here knows, who gets up in the morning before a fast, you look in the Luach, you see when Tashachar, and you eat a bit on Tashachar. So what's your problem, he says? That's a Rabbanan. So Ashlam Tashachar, give it. Said, for me, I've got no problem, says Yaakov. I've got no problem because I know that Chachamim allow you to split the night and the day. But according to you, but where do we see that in the day itself, Rabbanan say differently? You want to say that it's from Netzach Hamah, which means that up until Netzach Hamah in the morning, from Netzach Hamah, you can do Melocha. And often Netzach Hamah, you can't. I'm splitting the night and the day. But you're splitting the day itself up. That's his question, right? So he says, the Bible says, no, I'm a lay. So he says to him, what are you talking about? Yeah, right? He says, "Hu atzmo yochiach, I'll prove it to you within Pesach with the Aloch of the Pesachim itself. She miktzato mutar b'chad chameitz, u miktzato asu b'chad chameitz. We can eat matzah, we saw a second ago. Eat chometz up until 6 hours. We call it matzah after 6 hours. So here we are, chamim themselves. They split the day up. So what are you worrying about me doing melocha in the middle of the morning and not in the rest of the day? Chachamim with regard to chometz. And you can eat chometz the first 6 hours and you call it chometz the rest of the day. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara now starts giving a bit of points here. Shapir kam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Yehuda, we see we're happy. Rabbi Yehuda gave him a good answer. He gave him a good answer from chometz. Right? So there's embedded here in the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yehuda gave a good answer. The question is, Nusa, how would Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov respond? What's his answer? Waiting for his answer. What is he going to say? So Gemara says, this is what he says. Hachi kam Rabbi Eliezer. Right, Rabbi. He says, Amin alach anis. This is what I'll say to you. He says, how can you compare the two? He says, Melocha is the Rabbanan. I'm talking about Israel the Rabbanan. And I'm telling you about fast days of the Rabbanan. And you bringing me proof, Atamartli Chametz, which is a Doraita. Dad hach asa rachmane, but hach asa rachmane. The Torah can do what they want. Right, I always say, from Phil Chernovsky, who the editor, the old editor of the Torah Tidbits, he would say, he's the boss. He can tell you, do this now and don't do this now. Right? The Torah can tell you what you want, but not Rabbanan. Rabbanan can't do things like that. Rabbanan have to either be consistent all day or all night. Or the whole day, or at night, or at day, but not parts of the day, not parts of the day. The Torah can do whatever you want. The Gemara says, no, so it's a good question. Now, so how does Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rabbi Eliezer over here? So he says to him, he says, no, it says, don't get excited. Sha'ot Rabbanan. This idea of not eating chomet for the 6 hours is the Rabbanan. Right? It's quite amazing, right? Look at Rashi over here. Rabbanan, Vatamartli Doraita. Short Rabbanan, the third wide lines of Rashi at the bottom there, says, Levad Isru Shel Torah Shumamash Sha'ot, Bishay Sha'ot Lamala, Kedlekaman. He says, the Isru of the Torah is from 6 hours and above. But the Rabbanan, and this is really what he wants to say, he's talking about, he's not really answering the question so well, because we see the Torah really is distinguishing between 6 hours and the rest. But he comes on and says, no, what am I talking about where the Rabbanan did actually play with the hours? He says, Kedlakama, we'll see on Daf Yud Aleph, Hosifu Chachamim Shtei Sha'ot. They add an extra 2 hours. Can eat now, into the Mishnah, Ochlin Kol Arba. I mean, our Torah, you can eat pace, you can eat chometz for 6 hours, from 6 hours. Up at the first 6 hours. The Torah said, no, and the Rabbanan added 2 hours. V'tolin kol kol chamesh v'sorfim mitzchat shesh. So you can eat for the first 4 hours. You have allowed to have chametz in your position for the fifth hour. And at the beginning of the sixth hour, you're going to burn it already. So he says, that's the Rabbanan. That's what I'm talking about. Rabbanan themselves did come along and play in after. He says, okay, nuv idach. So how does Rabbi Ezra respond to that? So he says to him, Archakahu da Abud Rabbanan Doraita. So that's also not a good answer. Why? Because that, even though the Rabbanan did it, but it was just a Harchaka to a Doraita. I'm talking about Melocha over here, which is done to the Doraita. So don't start you bringing me examples of things which are related to Doraita. That's almost like a relation to a Doraita. It's not a good enough answer. Okay. So basically, we've concluded really that Or is not. We have this discussion over here between Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Yehuda about Melocha, not Melocha. We'll come to all through that on. The Gemara now ends off, it's like, it's Beitiva. Ein Meisin Masuot, the new Aloha altogether. It says, you don't burn torches, right? Rashi says, Avukot Rashay Harim, Hayu Shluchay Beitin of Sin, Hodir Shayom Kitshu Beitin Achorish. It's also relevant, we'll come to that in the Gemara, why it's relevant, but yeah? Because we need to know, the whole reason why Beitin send out messages to tell us when Kiddush Achorish is for us to know when the Chagim are. Do we have to know when Pesach is, or when Sukkot is? Okay? So Shavuot is less important because we can't Shavuot from Pesach. And Rosh Hashanah, we know Rosh Hashanah, and we announce Rosh Hashanah, and we got Rosh Hashanah, and then we know Pesach. Pesach and Sukkot need to be in the right times, so we send out torches. So the Braita via says that Ein Mesu Eda Al Acholesh Shin Yirab is on a Kadsho. If you only get a Mekadosh, in other words, if there's a leap month, if they're adding a month Beitin, and today is not Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, they wouldn't send out torches. So the guys in the towns weren't completely stupid. They weren't Amaratzim. They could have a calendar, and they counted, and they ticked off. They knew the day from last Rosh Chodesh, and they'd count 29 days. They'd assume now that tonight, after count 29, must be Rosh Chodesh. And they wait to see the torches go up all around the mountains. They see the torches, they do Kiddush Achol, and Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. If they don't see the torch, they count 29 days, they say, ah, it's a leap month, they added a month, and tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh, and that's how the system works. So not having torches is as good as having torches. They both tell you a different, each one tells you a different message. Having torches tells you that it is Rosh Chodesh, and not having torches tells you that it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Right, so now, of course, when do they do it? It says, Lo'or Iburo. So the says, yeah, again, ah, Alma Or, Urtehu Shma Mina. We finish up again, we get a stick in over here, that Or must be not, and therefore, we end up here, another Shma Mina. Mate, you know, brings the last bite, Yao Med Kola Ale Makriv Ala Mizbeach, Lo'ora Ta'un, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Dibre Revi. So yeah, we've got a bit of a kashi on that. You saying that or means night. We've got a bright over here which says that the guy was working the whole night doing his korbanot, le'ora, in the morning when it gets light, ta'un kiddush adam raglan, the kohen has to, before any avodah, has to do kiddush, has to wash his hands and his feet. So according to this halacha over here, right, if he goes through the night that we also do, we know that in the mornings, if we stop for Shavuot, so we do negel vas in the morning, even though we haven't slept, right? Why? Because of ruach ra'ah is one of the reasons, neg touching your body. The other reason is also because the darkness in itself is a problem in itself, creates a bit of tumah. That's the makor over here, right? Look at the Rashi at the bottom over here. The very last one, actually, Ksava Rebbe. If you don't ask, this is a lina. If you stay up through the night, right, going through the night, Poselet Bekidush Adai Raglaim, is passes the previous Natila that you did, right? So we wanted to say over here, or is Tolkish, it says Rebbe, no, Ora Shani, Ora, the light. Look at Rashi, Akidami, Ora, Lo Palig Rebbe, Rebbe Huda, Tulashon Im, right? He says, not arguing about what it is, but it's Ora. With the light comes it. So not just that or is night or is day, but or here again is a verb with the light, with the lighting of the day, would become a new day. And if you have to kiddush adam raglaim again, I think we'll end off over here.